All right, Matt, you've got a guest there with you.
Yes, we have Larry Dickerson. And Larry, is it Spectrum Hotels? Is that correct?
Actually, Spectrum Resorts.
Okay, Resorts. There we go. Yeah.
Yeah, Spectrum Resorts, which, as people know, a lot of times on the model that are privately owned condominiums that then are brought into our marketing and management program. In the case of Turquoise Place, where we're hanging out here a bit today, we still own about 90 of the units ourselves, but okay. They're going like hotcakes.
They're beautiful, and we've noticed. We went out there and ate at the Tiki Bar. We ate lunch, had a wrap, and just to see the view. I mean, it's beautiful, and I love how that sandbar kind of deep, but then you have the sandbar a little bit extra into it. I mean, it's awesome view.
You know, it's interesting because it's like going out there and looking at a new mural. Right. On a, you know, week in, week out basis, that the topography of it will change, the colors of it will change. But it's where I get the opportunity when I'm down here working to actually live in one of the residences. And it's beautiful. As a matter of fact, I was telling folks, I started down here with them about 2.5 years ago and spent a lot of time in the South, grew up in the Midwest, Southern wannabe, a Midwesterner out of Indiana, and live up in New York. And when I started the job, it was the first time I've been down here. And as many of the folks that you know that come out here for the first time, they think Alabama and beaches is oxymoronic.
It's like a secret, yeah. I mean, it's, you don't know. It's like it's almost like some places in Arkansas. I mean, you can go find some great fishing spots, hunting spots, but you're like Arkansas, and then you say, hey, let's go to Alabama and go to the beach. It's not you think Florida most of the time.
You really do. And for all the challenges that that we've had down here, you know, between the recession, which affected everybody, but specifically to the oil spill, and that was devastating. That had come in the year before when I'd started working with the folks here. And, you know, for all the challenges that it had, I will say this, that the BP initiative, I think, has done wonders in terms of kind of opening everybody's eyes as to what we have down here in Alabama. But in any event, it's great to have all these legendary coaches and players down here. It's like walking through the Hall of Fame of coaches, isn't it?
And I don't know. I was telling Trey that I don't know who all these people are, so it's cool to meet them and be introduced. And then Coach Nutt, who was the coach at Arkansas for over 10 years that I got to play for, was here and got to, you know, reconnect with him. And I was going to ask you about if people are thinking about coming down to the SEC Beach Fest, and maybe not this year, but from years, you know, next year, and if there's still plenty of time to come down this year, what would you say to them?
Oh, absolutely. As a matter of fact, you know, one of the things that we've been really excited about is what we've called the tailgate getaways. And, you know, the first fall that I was down here a couple of years ago, a buddy of mine who I think you had a chance to meet, Bo Bounds, who does a program up in Jackson, Mississippi, he had come down here. He said, you know, I'm going to come down, LD, and because he says, I'd love to come down here in September and October and just take a tower residence here, watch the games go out onto the beach. And, you know, once you're down here and you spend that time after Labor Day, and all the way until the end of October, 1st of November, it's brilliant.
Yeah.
I mean, absolutely brilliant. And so we started thinking about this idea, why don't we tie two great brands together? Let's tie SEC football along with the Alabama Gulf Coast and the Spectrum properties, either Turquoise Place or the Beach Club, and get folks to start to build that tradition.
Right.
I mean, the thing that we knew, and it's the case down here, is that people are going to do special activities each and every weekend from September 7th until December 7th.
Right.
The teams at home, they're likely going to try to get to the game. It may be sold out. Team goes on
they're
the road.
Tailgate,
they're still going to tailgate.
Yeah.
So we've got this fun little thing that says, you know, when the team hits the road, hit the beach, and put together a program that I think is pretty darn fun. Great accommodations pricing. We got golf packages out at the Beach Club. We've actually got a Village Hideaway, which is really sort of your sports-themed grill and restaurant, 9 flat-screen TVs and 2 outdoor TVs that we have out there. So that's if somebody wants to have that traditional go to the sports bar scene. But here, as you know, the smallest residence that you're in here is 2,300 square foot. Every one of them has a commercial-grade grill and a hot tub.
Nice.
You know, nothing like serving your ribs up in the hot tub, don't you think?
You're right. And Trey, now the co-host of Overtime with me, is he's about a 2 handicap on golf. Trey, are you a 2?
We won't say what I am.
Okay. Oh, I don't want to mess him up for when he enters his 4 balls and stuff. You know, he can't say that. But have you played any golf down here, Trey? And I was going to ask you about some good courses.
I played a course in Mobile several years ago. It was on the other side of the bay, though. I mean, yeah. your side of the bay, not the Mobile City side of the bay.
Gotcha. Well, you're probably familiar. Have heard of Kiva Dunes?
Yes, I've heard of Kiva Dunes.
Kiva Dunes, at one time, still maybe, was rated as one of the top 100 courses, public courses in the country.
Is. Yeah,
and it's literally, I mean, less than an eighth of a mile from the beach club property that we have, and then about 5 miles down is Peninsula, which is a great track itself. They got a unique setup where they have the 3-9 hole, and they combine those day in, day out. And so, you know, coming down here and playing golf on Friday or Saturday, and then coming in. And, you know, we're actually going to have we've got Coach Fulmer is coming in for one of the weekends. Coach Stovall is committed to come in, and we're working with three or four of the other coaches. Yeah. So imagine that you come out here and you've got the game going on. Then we're going to set up there so they can do a little bit of whiteboarding before and
talk
about it.
That's pretty cool, yeah. So if people do, like if they see, is there a list or a website that – because I saw a lot of Arkansas license plates coming down. So I know there's a lot of listeners that come down here. Is there a website they can go on and they see a coach they want to come down that weekend?
Yeah, we're going to be adding to that. If they go to spectrumresorts.com right now and click on Tailgate Getaways – they'll see a lot about the program. We've got the, you know, the famous helmet schedule, so everybody can kind of take a look at all the games that are taking place. We're going to be adding to the coaches' content. Matter of fact, later on this afternoon, it's going to be, I can't wait, I'm like a kid in a candy shop. We're going to have about 8 or 9 of those coaches here over at Turquoise Place, and we've got a green room set up. And we're going to be doing little
like a round table, maybe.
We're going to have little 2-minute interviews with them. They're going to talk about their experiences and talk about tailgate getaways, which we're going to have you guys to come down here and maybe set up during one of those weekends and broadcast.
Oh, we'd love to. And Trey, I know Trey would love to. And
I got as close to the beach this summer when I was at Destin for the SEC spring meetings, and it was the boardwalk. I never got to put a foot in the sand.
Well, it's not far from the back door here, Trey. So we'll definitely have to get you down here to take advantage of it.
Sounds
great. If folks go on to spectrumresorts.com, there's a video for Turquoise Place and also for the Beach Club. But you know, we just love being associated with this time of year, the excitement, and giving people a place there where they can, you know, have fun, root for their favorite team, and enjoy a good old tailgate getaway.
Yeah, you're right. And the SEC being the best conference, I think, you know, out of all the college, I know you're Midwestern, but the best conference, are you a Big Ten? Who's your team growing up?
Yeah, you know, if you grew up in Indiana, if you had anything to do with the Hoosiers, it had to do with Bobby Knight during the time that I was there in basketball. You didn't expect
He won a national title there. Yeah.
He won two or three of them there, and you know, they've had some good programs in the past at Notre Dame, even though Notre Dame doesn't get tied to Indiana per se.
Right.
Purdue is sort of up and down, but I mean, I think if you go around the country, you'd sit here and say, when you look at the SEC and see what they've got going on the football front, for the time being, I don't think that anybody's going to top that. But it's going to be like eating your own this season, don't you guys think, between beating up on each other?
That's what they say every year, though, and what, 7 years in a row now? National champions?
And they're not undefeated, Trey. That's the thing.
But they still win the national title.
Right. If you have an SEC team, I think, that's able to lose one or two games. And Trey and I were talking about how they're going to the 4-team playoff next year. That's just going to help the SEC.
Absolutely.
You can have a 2-loss SEC team is going to get into that playoff. So
right.
It helps them.
Right. I mean, last year they great teams, by the way, and deserve to be playing in the national championship. But if it hadn't been for a couple little
– Ohio State's not on probation, it would have been Ohio State and Notre Dame.
And Oregon hadn't got tripped up.
Yeah.
Then you might have had a situation where you wouldn't have had the best teams playing for the national championship. And one of the things I think that gets lost, I think, is people are already into that playoff mindset. They don't realize we're going through one more year of the traditional BCS schedule. So, but it's very exciting. I've never seen anything like it. I mean, I grew up in Indiana with Hoosier hysteria. And I mean, we love our basketball, and everybody has to have a copy of Hoosiers in their portfolio of films.
Right.
Even with that, to see the full scale of generations, male, female, social demographic, and that love for SEC football, it's contagious.
Have you taken a team yet as far as Alabama or Auburn, or do you not want to? Have you picked a side yet down here?
You know, I said, you know, they had this saying that I learned down here, is born at night but not last night. So I knew how to stay away from that. I would tell you the only team that I would tend to maybe root for would be Ole Miss, because our parent company that I work with.
Trey, I think Trey went to Mississippi State.
Well, that's
right?
only because of the fact that, you know, they own the business and they're Ole Miss fans.
No,
so.
No. You can root for the Razorbacks. Come on, Matt. You got to convert him.
Hey,
you got to teach.
Trying.
You got to teach
I'm
him
trying.
How to. You got to teach him how to call the Hogs. Houston Nutt's down there. We know he coached at Ole Miss for a couple of years, but he says once you're a Razorback, you're always a Razorback for life. So come on, we need to make you a Razorback.
And what's he say, Trey? There's only one Razorback.
There are a lot of Lions, Tigers, and Bears, but there's only one Razorback.
One Razorback.
Well, consider me a you know, get ready to go to school, and you guys will educate me and show me the light.
And we just got a Midwestern guy, and Coach Brett Bielema being the head coach now. This would be his first year at the University of Arkansas.
Yeah, well, I mean, on a serious note, that's, you got a great tradition of great football there, and there's no doubt that they'll be back, and there's a commitment to excellence there. And, you know, you could hear the coaches talk about that today, and I heard Coach Nutt talking there a little bit about it. And so I'm expecting that you guys are going to be right there in the fray.
Yeah, I think so. You know, usually it takes a year or two to kind of get your pieces together, but I like what they've been doing so far.
Once again,
give
us all the details of everything. If someone wants to come down there when the Razorbacks are in Florida or on the road or an open date even, what do they need to do? Where do they need to go?
Thanks a lot, Trey. They can just get started again by going to spectrumresorts.com and click on Tailgate Getaways. And it'll give them all the information. There's on accommodations. It shows them they can go from a one-bedroom to a four-bedroom out at the Beach Club, three- or four-bedroom here at Turquoise Place. The pricing is just phenomenal. You can add on the we got spa packages and the golf packages. They got the helmet schedule that's up there. So it gives them about everything that they would want to know. And, again, you know, we talk about it right now, and I really believe this, that we're starting to define two things. One is a tradition, and I think that people love to have traditions.
Right.
And we want to help people get that tradition of come on down to the beach sometime during the season and do your tailgate getaway. And number two, to get people to understand that this really is, in my mind, coming into the real high season, because you get all the benefits of the water's warm, the weather's great, it's not nearly as crowded, great restaurants to go to. So spectrumresorts.com, tailgate getaways. So when the team hits the road, you hit the beach.
And Trey, we play in Gainesville, so if you're headed down to a Florida game, you know, stop by here.
Yeah, make it a week. Make it a week trip.
Yeah, we tell folks when they're coming from up north a bit, just don't turn left.
Just keep going south till you run into the water and don't turn left.
You got it.
I like it.
Well, guys, it's really great to meet you all and spend some time, and I hope this will be a start of a great partnership and having you guys come down and spend some time with us.
Yeah, next year we're going to bring the whole station, not just Matt and not just David and Roger.
Oh, well, perfect. You know, it sounds like seeing what you got with just those three, if you bring the whole entourage, I know it'll be special.
It'll be something. Thanks so much.
Okay, guys.
All right. Appreciate
all the best.
It.